This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Troy Rivera, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Vincent Holzleiter, please note the following medical letter, period. Vincent, first name, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, last name, H-O-L-T-Z-L-E-I-T-E-R. That's H-O-L-T-Z-L-E-I-T-E-R. On April 16th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 72-year-old male, height 5'6" tall, weight 163 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 26, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury as the vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, period. This was a rear-end type injury, and the patient was pushed into a ditch, period. The patient was in a 2012 Impala passenger car, period. He was hit by a van, period. The patient was jerked and both knees hit the steering wheel, period. He had immediate pain in both knees, comma, mid-back, comma, low back, comma, right wrist, comma, and left shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having pain in his mid-back in both knees, with his right knee being greater than the left, period. Approximately 5 days later, both knees swelled, period. New paragraph. His mid-back pain was treated with medication, period. The pain is constant and throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The patient's right knee was treated with medication and also a brace. It is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating. He does have problems with approximately 5% swelling, period. New paragraph. The left knee pain was treated with medication and a brace. It is intermittent, period. It is approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. The ambulance took him to community hospital in Anderson, period. They did treat him. They performed x-rays, gave him a splint as well as medication, period. Approximately 7 months later, he was seen at Indiana Orthopedics, and they acknowledged the swelling and fluid on his knee, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, and lifting over 15 minutes, period. New paragraph. Prescription medication include Hytrin, comma, Zetia, comma, Trazodone, comma, Singular, comma, Zofran, comma, Zocor, comma, Albuterol, comma, Xyloprim, comma, Prilosec, comma, and Glucotrol, period. New paragraph. present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine as well as exercise therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, asthma, comma, high blood pressure, comma, kidney disease, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and prostatic carcinoma, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for surgery on the right arm, comma, prostate, comma, and ruptured eardrum, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured his mid-back 3 years ago in a work injury. When he pulled muscles, he was given shot and some physical therapy. He was treated approximately 6 weeks, but still has some permanency, period. This automobile accident of June 26, 2023 has aggravated his mid-back by approximately 60%, period. He did, however, still have some pain immediately before this automobile accident of June 26, 2023, but it was aggravated by this accident, period. The patient never injured either knees in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in any prior significant automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries other than the work injury 3 years ago that I discussed above. He did this pulling a muscle while buffering, period. While he was buffering, it knocked the patient to the ground, period. New paragraph. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a retired janitor. Since he was retired, there was no work missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, June 26, 2023, Community Anderson Hospital, period. Chief complaint, 70-year-old male, status post motor vehicle accident, in which he was the restrained driver, period. Rear-ended from behind in the car, went off in a ditch, period. He is complaining of left shoulder pain, comma, right wrist pain, comma, and right knee pain, period. Abnormalities noted on physical examination, including tender to palpation over the left clavicle, period. Right wrist is tender to palpation over the distal radial aspect, period. He has a hematoma to the medial aspect of the right knee, period. It is tender to palpation, period. Back is tender to palpation, midline, thoracic through T6, period. X-rays of the right wrist, were no acute fracture. X-rays of the right knee, no evidence of acute fracture. X-rays of the left shoulder, no evidence of acute fracture. X-rays of the thoracic spine, no evidence of fracture. X-rays of the chest, no acute cardiopulmonary disease, period. They state the patient is a 70-year-old male who presents status post motor vehicle accident, period. X-rays are all unremarkable, period. He was given a prescription for Norco, and he is to follow up with his primary care doctor, period. Clinical impression 1, MVA. 2, right wrist pain. 3, acute pain left shoulder. 4, injury of back. 5, contusions of the knee, period. End of report. Anderson Fire Department EMS report, June 26, 2023. Medic 1 was dispatched to 70-year-old male involved in an MVA, period. Patient has a complaint of right knee pain, period. Taken to the emergency room, period. End of report. New paragraph, I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 26, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 2, aggravation of prior thoracic strain from the work injury 3 years ago. Number 3, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, swelling, comma, hematoma and contusion, period. Number 4, left knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and swelling, period. Next number, right wrist trauma, comma, and pain improved, period. Next number, left shoulder trauma and pain improved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of June 26, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient did sustain permanent injury to the thoracic area and right knee as a result of the automobile accident of June 26, 2023, period. The patient did have a prior pre-existing problem with the thoracic area, but this automobile accident did significantly irritate and aggravate that condition, period. As a result of permanency, the patient will have continued diminished range of motion and pain in both the thoracic area and right knee for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continued ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications will cost $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back and knee brace will cost approximately $300 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the back would cost $3,000, period. A TENS unit would cost approximately $500, period. An MRI of the thoracic area at a cost of $2,800 would be appropriate, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient over the telephone, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GO, end of dictation.